it's time for Where's Art with Annie Dugan, an art instructor at St. Scholastica and our host for Where's Art Monday mornings here on Northland Morning. Good morning, Annie. How are you doing?
Good morning, Chris. I'm doing grand. And with all the talk of music this week with Homegrown Music Festival, I would like to bring up the word synesthesia. Synesthesia is some humans in the world have the gifted ability to either see music or hear colors. There's a crossing of the senses that goes on, and there's a lot of crossing of the senses. Duluth is engaged in some synesthesia this week because there's a lot of visual arts exhibitions and shows that incorporate aspects of music in them. So tonight, Monday, at the Duluth Coffee Company, Wolf Skull Creative, they're an amazing photographer in our community. She has done a series of musician portraits that have really helped launch some careers, helped promote some careers, helped capture in portrait form the kind of musical explorations that these artists are doing. She's the kind of photographer that really listens to her subjects, but then also has a real strong voice of her own. And that kind of partnership really is truly hard to find and really exciting to see. So that'll be those portraits. She selected a few from the past few years, and those will be up opening at 6 p.m. tonight at the Duluth Coffee Company. You can bop over across the street to see the Homegrown Photography Show. This is a collection of artists that were blind juried into a photo show at Blacklist Ales. And as basically the only sort of criteria for their entering the work is it had to be some sort of local music-related photography. So you have some really fun, you know, traditional musicians playing photos, but also portraits of them out and about in the world and people taking in homegrown audiences. It's a fun way to celebrate homegrown through photographs. Then Tuesday, 6 p.m., we had a little bit of a snowstorm, a spring snowstorm a few weeks ago that made an incredible panel discussion at the Tweed get rescheduled. And I'm almost sort of happy that it did because it means that we got to talk about it a lot more. Jill Dorfler was on with Lisa last week talking about this panel discussion that is going to be Tuesday at the Tweed Museum of Art at 6 p.m. Jill Dorfler is the department head and professor of American Indian Studies Department at UMD, and she is going to be leading a conversation between some absolute powerhouse artists in Minnesota, Steve Primo, Deanie Whitehawk, and Karen Savage Blue. These artists are just at the height of their career. They are doing really fascinating, impressive work. And the artists and Jill will talk about the exhibition that they're all part of, which is Intersections. And they'll explore their careers, their artistic styles, and how their work intersects and how they also address their native identity and either use that or include that in their work. So that'll be a really fascinating discussion around just an amazing gift that our community has had with this exhibition. And actually, you get to the Tweed a little bit early because there is also an exhibition called Coordinates. And this is an exhibition that the senior design class has put together at UMD. They created work that was inspired by their childhood, and they'll have a silent auction during that opening of the show. The opening of the show is 4 to 6, and they'll have an opening of the show, and the silent auction will benefit the Northwoods Children's Home. So I think part of what they were doing was exploring how design can be used in a positive way in the community. So that is 4 to 6 on Tuesday. Wednesday at Zeitgeist from 5 to 7, is an artist that is exploring what mental illness feels like. So she has done a collection of photographs, but also narrative stories to try and showcase and create a life for a viewer that they can get a glimpse into her particular journey with mental illness. Thursday at the Red Mug Coffee Shop from 5 to 6:30, Tim Hammond is showing us Life in Havana, Cuba. And I love the promotional image that he used for this exploration is this person on the beach in a colorful outfit, just arms wide open, celebrating life. So it's just a exuberant, ebullient exploration of people and life during Tim Hammond's time in Havana. And that's our week in art. Go enjoy some music and enjoy some art along the way.
We sure
enjoy
will.
Enjoy it all.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Chris.
Bye now. Annie Dugan, she's an art instructor at St. Scholastica. She's our host every Monday morning here on 103.3 KUMD with Where's Art?